Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. I met a friend at the supermarket, a fellow parishioner at the church where I attend Mass. We stopped and chatted for a moment in the space between produce and bakery. Then, without warning, he told me of his son's narrow escape from the Texas floods. According to my friend, his teenage son was attending the camp that was flooded. My friend said he and his wife got a call from their son at 3:30 in the morning. His son told him how the water was rising and nearly at the door to their small cabin that he shared with another boy. My friend talked to his son, trying to figure out if his son was safe. For the moment, it seemed as if his son was all right. He made his son promise to stay in contact. Less than an hour later, his son called. His son said water was pouring into the cabin, and then he quickly said, "I have to go, Dad. Bye." At this point, my friend choked up. He couldn't speak. We stood together, not speaking, for several minutes. When my friend felt ready, he continued with his story. He said his wife and he sat by their phone for 6 hours, waiting for word from their son. They heard nothing. They were getting all the news updates, and the more they heard, the more frightened they became for their son's safety. They didn't know if he was alive or dead. After 6 hours, my friend got word that his son was rescued by a helicopter that spotted their floating cabin. The helicopter rescue team was able to take the boys off the cabin roof. My friend told me that he still can't get over how close his son came to being a flood victim. His son can't get over it. He lost many friends. Life is a precious gift. We've all learned this through the deep loss we experienced. Even though we lost someone we deeply loved, we still have people in our lives who we love and who love us. Don't let their precious gift pass you by. Grab hold of it. Take time to hug all those you love and tell them how much you love them. Each of us never knows if we'll have the next moment. The same is true for those we love. We can't waste a second thinking life will go on forever and we are bulletproof. Life is precious. Mary Oliver's poem, The Summer Day, illustrates life's precious gift. Here is her poem. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? The grasshopper, I mean, the one who has flung himself out of the grass, the one who is eating sugar out of my hand, who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Because life is precious. When we lose someone we love, we feel it at the very core of our being. It is as if we are racked by a non-relenting storm with no end to the storm's fury. When I was a child, we lived within 25 minutes of the Massachusetts coast. I grew up experiencing many northeast storms. A northeaster, as they are called in that part of the country, often lasts for at least 3 days. I recall one summer where it rained and thundered for days on end. It seemed like a double northeaster. Then suddenly, late one afternoon, toward the evening, it stopped raining. I looked westward over the railroad tracks toward the horizon, which rose behind the shoe factories near our home. And I saw the sky clearing. I jumped up and down, screaming to my parents, "It's over, it's over, it's over." I don't know if you will jump up and down and scream for joy when your storm ends. It will end. That's the way it is with life. Storms do not last. They can test us. They can test our courage. They can test our endurance. They can test our patience, but they will end. Poet Catherine Mansfield expressed this feeling in her poem, The Storm. She expresses both the terror of living through the storm and the joy when it ends. It's as if she had already experienced grieving and wrote this poem to illustrate the emotional roller coaster that you and I have experienced. Here is her poem. I run to the forest for shelter, breathless, half sobbing. I put my arms round a tree, pillowed my head against the rough bank. Protect me, I said, I am a lost child. But the tree showered silver drops on my face and hair. A wind sprang up from the ends of the earth. It lashed the forest together. A huge green wave thundered and burst over my head. I prayed, implored, please take care of me. But the wind pulled at my cloak and the rain beat upon me. Little rivers tore up the ground and swamped the bushes. A frenzy possessed the earth. I felt that the earth was drowning in a bubbling cavern of space. I alone, smaller than the smallest fly, was alive and terrified. Then, for what reason, I know not, I became triumphant. Well, kill me, I cried and ran out into the open. But the storm ceased. The sun spread its wings and floated serene in the silver pool of the sky. I put my hands over my face. I was blushing, and the trees swung together and delicately laughed. Your storms also will end. Your sky will also clear. The sun will shine bright once again in your life. Stay close to the precious gifts of love in your life, and you will discover the strength to get through the storm. Never quit. Never give up. You have an open road in front of you. Good things are coming your way. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.